Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about maximizing efficiency with cloud code. It's all about context engineering, folks. Getting the most out of those coding sessions.
Context engineering? Sounds intriguing. So what's the core issue here? Why does context matter so much in cloud code?
Well, think of cloud code's context window as its short-term memory. Everything it processes, prompts, files, responses, takes up space. And it's limited. Around 200,000 tokens. It fills up fast, especially with verbose instructions or large files.
200,000 sounds like a lot, though. Is it really that easy to hit the limit?
Oh, absolutely. Reading a single file can eat up hundreds, even thousands of tokens. Multiply that by your entire code base, plus logs, documentation, image analysis. It adds up quickly. And when the window's full, cloud code starts forgetting crucial details, like that function you just wrote. It's like having a brilliant coding buddy with short-term memory issues.
So what happens then? Does everything crash?
Not exactly. Cloud code tries to compact the conversation, summarizing everything to free up space. But that summary often misses crucial details. It's like trying to condense a novel into a tweet.
Got it. So what's the solution? How do we manage this context window effectively?
Several ways. First, use the clear command when you're done with a task to reset the context, like wiping the slate clean. For transitioning between tasks, use the compact command, but strategically. Tell it what to keep, like /compact keep the database schema and the authentication logic. This preserves key information while clearing less crucial details.
Ah, smart. So, it's not just about clearing, but clearing intelligently. Any other tips?
Absolutely. Subagents are a game changer. They're like specialized coding assistants within cloud code. They perform tasks in their own context windows, so they don't drain the main agent's memory.
Oh, interesting. Like delegating specific tasks to different team members, but for AI.
Exactly. The speaker built Agent OS, an open source system for spec-driven development with cloud code. It uses sub-agents for things like fetching context, creating files, managing Git, and running tests, all without clogging the main context window. The token savings are huge.
Impressive. So, Agent OS streamlines the workflow and conserves context. What about other potential context drains?
Verbose instructions are a big one. Be concise. Treat cloud code like a senior developer. It can ask clarifying questions if needed. Spec-driven development helps here too. Clear specs eliminate the need for lengthy explanations later.
I see. Interesting. So less hand-holding, more empowerment?
Precisely. Another tip, don't use cloud code for everything. The speaker suggests using it for building features from specs, but using other tools like Cursor for rapid revisions and refinements. It's about using the right tool for the right job. Cloud code for creation, Cursor for collaboration. It's a powerful combination.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. So these are all pretty impactful strategies. But what's the overall benefit? Why should developers care about context engineering?
It's about efficiency, speed, and maintaining momentum. Context engineering prevents cloud code from forgetting, leading to faster development, smoother debugging, and less rework. It's a win-win, more productive sessions, and a better developer experience.
Context engineering sounds like a must-have skill for any cloud code user. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
You're welcome. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Keep coding.
Goodbye.